Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Alexi podcast. Thanks for tuning in to this Diary Style podcast. I live in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is on fire right now. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say. Last week, in the past few weeks, I've been grieving the loss of two family members, and I've been in my own little personal world, which truthfully, I haven't even really dealt with. I've been spending so much time with other people, which is one of my biggest coping mechanisms when in doubt. If I feel like I am going to self-destruct, feels a bit dramatic, but if I'm in a place where I don't want to feel my feelings, I will distract myself with social engagements. And I've been doing that. And I've been, you know, oh, you need help. Like, you're going through a rough time with your boyfriend. Come on over, girl. Let's do it. You know, oh, you don't like your roommate. Come on over. Stay with me. Oh, you feel like seeing a movie because you're in a, you know, I will allow myself to almost selfishly help people so that I do not have to feel my own feelings. And I finally had a chance to do so. And then all of a sudden, this city catches fire. And I'm truly just, my brain can't process this. It's too much. It's been too much. All of this, too much. We have access to too much information because 50, 100 years ago, if I lost two family members and my city caught on fire, that would be a ton to deal with. And then now that we have access to the internet in this day and age, I see what's going on with me in my life, what's going on in my community, and then what's going on everywhere else in the world. And it's stressful. I can't, everyone's having a hard time, or, you know, maybe someone else is having the best day of their life, but there are so many people having a hard time, and it's too much to comprehend that everybody, what everybody's going through at all times. And I cannot send more sympathy. I don't even know how to empathize with friends of mine, outer circle. Thankfully, all my inner circle is safe, but outer circle, friends of friends who have lost their homes, lost their cars, lost everything, neighborhoods, childhood homes, schools. It's unimaginable, and my brain cannot process it. It truly can't. I thankfully did not have to evacuate. There was wind. We had a heavy wind. Anything was just a side effect of the fire, but I wasn't actually a victim of the fire whatsoever. But to anyone listening that was, my greatest condolences, truly. And all I've wanted to do for this damn podcast, which we really just dove right in, is talk about how in times of stress, I, as I've gotten older, so proud of myself, have begun to use exercise as a coping mechanism. And that has been one of the healthiest coping mechanisms I've ever added into my routine. That and cleaning. Cleaning is the healthiest form of instant gratification in the world. You pick up the jacket that's on the floor and put it in the hanger. Suddenly you have that much space left. You take the purse that's on top of your desk and you put it back in your closet. And then you take your book and your different bills and pieces of mail and you put them in a pile on your desk. Then you take your hair clips and you put them back in the bathroom. And then you put your shoes kind of next to each other. All of a sudden you've like cleaned up your space and you can see, you can reap what you sow. You can, what is it? I'm getting reap what you sow and the, receiving the fruits of your labor. I'm getting them confused, but you get to see within 60 seconds a change, and that's fantastic. But exercise has been really great for if I have a ton of pent up energy that I'm not sure what to do with. If I'm ever feeling a bout of anxiety or times of stress, it has been so great to leave my house and go to a workout class. Right now I'm doing circuit training and just focus on that. I love a game as well, and exercise to me, and maybe that's because I have a background in sports, is sort of a game to me. I like to challenge myself to see what my body can do. And if I'm playing a game like Bananagrams, for instance, where you just have to sit and focus, it's nice to use your brain in that way because then you cannot use your brain for anything else. If I'm focusing on counting my reps and making sure that my form is right, I do not have the mental space to think about whatever else is stressing me out in my personal life. And I played sports growing up, and that was just part of my culture. That was just part of my routine. I did not think of it very deeply. And then when I was 18 and graduated high school, I began working out as a way to maintain a certain body type, a certain weight number, whatever it was. It was completely aesthetic driven. And I would constantly have to motivate myself, or the way that I would motivate myself to go to the gym would be something pertaining to body image. And that was the worst I've ever looked in my life and the most ineffective workouts I've ever had. I have never been able to stick with something if it's based in you are not good enough, go out and fix yourself so you are good enough. No. That just doesn't work for me. I'm a positive reinforcement or a distraction-based healer, I should say. I have to think that one through. I'm not sure if I fully agree with that, but stick with me. As I said, I'm really on one right now. So we're what, like 5 minutes into this episode? And I have so much to say. I was never able to stick with that because if I felt good about myself or I, you know, was having a day of high self-esteem, I wouldn't feel like going to the gym because I'm like, okay, cool. That's not what it's for. There's so many other benefits. If you just need a little alone time, you need time to physically, there's a high that you feel from moving your muscles and actually getting the mind to muscle connection. There's something orgasmic about that experience. I have done so many different workouts throughout the years, even just in the last 2 years alone. I've been doing circuit training for about 3-4 months, maybe 5 or 6 months at this point. And then for the year and a half prior to that, I was rock climbing. 6 months prior to that, I was doing Pilates. I always find a different workout, and it's so great to add into your routine where it has nothing to do with anything in your life. You just get to go there, zone in, and zone out of your other life. And I love it. I love it so, 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 so much. That has been something that I've only grown more and more fond of as I've gotten older, where maybe Spoon is frustrating me. Like, I just got a little puppy and maybe I just feel like I need a second. I just need an hour and a half away from him because puppies need supervision all the time. To take that hour and a half away to just relieve myself of any stress from that feels really great. It feels really great. That being said, I feel the need to clarify, Spoon is the best and I have nothing bad to say, but I will say when I first got him, having a puppy is just overwhelming. Going from zero dog to dog is a crazy transition, especially when I wasn't preparing myself for getting a dog. I maybe had puppy fever, but I was not searching for a dog, going on Pet Finder, seeing different adoption agencies. This happened all before my eyes, and next thing you know, I have this little guy and I'm obsessed with him, and he's been Velcro to me, and we're really working on alone time right now. So as I'm recording this episode, all the other episodes that he's been here with me, he will be like sitting curled up on my back, curled up on my lap, whatever. He's in the living room by himself right now, lying down, and that makes me oh so happy. I have the Dochi Tiny Desk concert playing softly in the background, and I'm sure he's loving it because she's the best. I haven't been this impressed by a female rapper since Azealia Banks. She just has it. She's so talented. She's so talented. As I was saying that the city is on fire, it's kind of like a snow day in that way. You're sort of on standby. Is it going to get worse? Is the fire going to reach my neighborhood? Should I prepare? I guess I could roll a spliff? ? I could write in my diary. Maybe I go on a walk. I don't really know what to do. I canceled any meetings that I had today because there's just so much devastation. And like, I had a friend come stay over last night and everyone's just kind of reconfiguring their routine. And I feel like I've been pretty useless. I'm just kind of on standby. And I haven't really interacted with the community, just my personal circle. So if you guys have any resources that you think are worth sharing, I'm happy to share them and use my platform to spread information to help the people of Malibu and Los Angeles. It's pretty crazy. Meanwhile, Morgan Lombard texts me because she got 8 inches of snow in Pennsylvania. She sends me a picture and she's like, we're having snow. And I said, we're having fire. She's like, oh, that's nice. Are you guys making s'mores? I couldn't tell if she was making the greatest joke ever or if she didn't understand what I was saying. I said, no, wildfires. She was like, oh, I thought you meant campfires. I thought, you know, I was thinking snow, cozy up, we have fires. We have snow and fires. No, we're having wildfires. And then I've just been chilling. Went to Jitlada for the first time last night. Such good Thai food. It's been on my list since I moved here, and it's a classic for a reason. Gonna get Thai food again tonight. I have been hyper fixating on Asian takeout of any sort. Thai, Korean, Japanese, give it to me, all of it. And there's a place that makes soup dumplings and those more like bao dumplings. as well as kimchi fried rice and a good like peanut ginger salad. I just keep ordering the same order on DoorDash and reordering it and using it nearly as meal prep, I would say. At first, it was ordering for a few friends. You know, I've placed an order, we can eat. I was just picking out anything I was craving. Did it on New Year's Eve, did it again a few days later, and then I didn't have any friends over. I just ordered it for myself and thought, yeah, I'll get through this. I still have some kimchi fried rice, but I have been on the kick. I love it. Something about it is scratching an itch for me right now. I also tried to make a soup. I love this time of year to have a big batch of soup ready to go and be heated up. I followed a TikTok recipe. Be so careful. There are some amazing things that I've learned from TikTok. And then when it goes south, you just want to kick yourself and think, I should have known better. I really should have known better. This is how I felt anytime I got a recommendation from BookTok. I thought, okay, the whole world is loving this book. Let me try it out. And as someone who reads a ton, I thought, this is a book that someone likes because they haven't read a book in years. That's all this is. I don't even think this is a well-written book or a particularly interesting story. And you guys are all foaming at the mouth over it? Huh? And then I'm guilty of, if I see someone making something that looks good, but then it's added protein or something, I fall for it every time. And I think that there's a way that I can increase my protein without having to sacrifice flavor. So I roasted a bunch of vegetables, blended them with bone broth and cottage cheese. Mind you, I don't like cottage cheese. Why did I not think that maybe this won't be the recipe for you if it's including an ingredient that you don't like? I'd made the blended cottage cheese oats before, overnight oats. That was fine. I made it once, ate it, never made it again. But I thought, you know, the good culture cottage cheese is the one that people say tastes the least cottage cheese like of them all. So that's what I purchased. And the texture on this, not to gross anyone out, but the texture was grainy. And then it tasted like cottage cheese. That was the most overwhelming flavor. And I tried to season it with everything in the pantry. And mind you, both Tyra and I cook, so we have every spice under the sun. I was trying my best to do damage control, but it tasted like eating vomit because it had that vomity taste and then it had that vomity texture. And I didn't want to waste food. I really don't like to waste food. And it was a huge pot of soup in the Dutch oven. So it sat in my fridge for 2 days and I knew I wasn't going to eat it. So today, just probably an hour ago, I dumped it down the sink and, you know, said a little prayer and I looked up and apologized and said, I'll try better next time. But that was an epic fail. And once again, the Chinese, actually, I think it's a Korean dumpling house. The Korean dumpling house is really coming through for me. It's so good. Gonna go to Night and Market tonight. I don't know if I said it. Love it. Gonna get a crispy rice salad, maybe some fried rice. I don't know, maybe they're green beans. It feels like a little bit of a staycation. Also, everyone, as I said, sort of on standby. I mean, companies that are based in Los Angeles, so many of their employees have lost their homes. And so any sort of event or, you know, something of the sort that I was invited to based in Los Angeles, everyone's like, we're canceling it. So everyone's just sort of freaking out. And then I have friends in New York that are about to experience a polar vortex. And then there was the hurricanes in Asheville, in North Carolina, South Carolina, and then later in Florida. The world's on fire. And that's my rant. I did want to discuss exercise. So I did ask for questions on Instagram. My Instagram handle's Lexi, just like the name of this podcast. So I will get into your questions relating to that. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. I always make a financial goal for the new year, whether it's I want to have 6 months to a year of living expenses and savings. What a great goal to have. Or I want to invest 10% of my paycheck every time I get paid. And if you've never invested before, I would try Acorns. Acorns makes it so easy to build an automatic routine. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits into you and your money goals. You also do not need to be rich. That is the biggest lie around investing, that you just have to have all this extra money lying around that you can invest. No, you can start with $5 or even less. You don't need a ton of time either. I know it can seem incredibly intimidating. I'm a 25-year-old teenage girl. I don't know how to start an investment portfolio. You can create an account on Acorns and start investing in 5 minutes. You'll be so proud of yourself. I think financial freedom in this day and age is the only freedom, and I want all of you to have it. Head to acorns.com/Lexi or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider. And if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoin.com. Your daily routine could be full of hormone disruptors that you don't even know. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, they're all messing with our hormones. And then on top of it, there's the natural hormonal change that our bodies go through, premenopause, menopause, our monthly cycle. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we don't also suffer through it. The good news is there are people that care, and we don't need to suffer through it anymore because we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Symptoms like PMS irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings. Menopause symptoms like hot flashes or night sweats, racing thoughts, low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. And use the code Lexi for 15% off today. All right, we're going to start with Rachel's question. Is Pilates worth the hype? Absolutely. I love Pilates. It is so much tougher than you think. I think you could do Pilates alone or in conjunction with another workout routine. I would never steer anyone away from Pilates. I think it's a fantastic core strengthening workout. Rachel also asked how to be a wellness girly but on a budget. Running with the Nike Run Club app was fantastic for me. It's a free app and they have guided runs. And I don't believe we're really taught how to run. We had the mile in middle school and high school, but you're not taught stamina unless you go ahead and play or race track or cross country. Even still, I would argue that you're not given a lot of times the tips that you need. And maybe I'm just speaking from my experience, but that was what I felt was the case. And the Nike Run Club app trains me for a half marathon, and I love it. And it costs nothing as long as you have a pair of running shoes. And this is when I lived in New York. So I would put on a puffer coat, a pair of leggings, some thick socks, and my running shoes and gloves. And I would do like earmuffs and go on a run, or a hat. I don't even remember. I would bundle up. And I honestly really liked running in the cold. I found it so soothing. And that would be the easiest. Second, just in line with that, walking. If you're someone who's really chatty, you have a lot of family and friends you like to keep in touch with, if you could give like a daily phone call and do a phone call walk, that would be such an easy way to get in shape. If you're looking for something that you're willing to pay a little bit for, because both of those options are free, the rock climbing gym, for instance, in Los Angeles, it was $90 a month and you would get access to all the gyms. And it was rock climbing as well as a free weight gym. They had classes that they offered. So yoga, massage, so many that I can't even remember. And then they had a cardio place as well as a sauna. It was such a good deal comparatively to, you know, the other gyms of the world that are maybe $300, $400 a month. Hang on. Hi, is everything okay? Okay, cool. I'm recording the podcast right now. Can I call you back or do you need something?
There's a crazy disaster going on and you call your family during those and you're my family.
Stop it, Alex. I'm going to cry.
I love you.
I'm going to cry. I'm serious. I love you so much. I'll talk to you in a little. Love you. Bye. There's internet workouts. Tasha Franken, if you're interested in Pilates, she will get you in shape. I forget how much a month her program is. She has some videos on YouTube, but she has a program that you can subscribe to. Same thing, Melissa Wood Health. Something like that is definitely on a budget. I mean, you could do it completely for free on YouTube. You could search up 30-minute ass growing exercise. Okay, I don't know why that was the one that came to my mind, but you know what I mean. But I would say phone call walks, running with the Nike Run Club app. You could go on YouTube, and I also love Tasha Franken. Or subscribing to like a YMCA, something like that. I have a lot of friends in New York that subscribe to the YMCA. Veronica wants to know for suggestions for ways to stay active when you have a sedentary job. It was so easy in college. Yeah, the transition from mine instead of from college to sedentary job was New York to Los Angeles, where walking was such a mode of transportation. I was walking to get my groceries. I was walking to the subway. And then even when I was in the subway, you're walking up and down stairs. And it's significantly decreased my step count since moving to Los Angeles, where you travel mostly by car. I mean, I was hitting 10K steps a day without thinking in New York, whereas I have to put in a solid effort if I want to get 8,500 steps in Los Angeles. So I feel you on that. And I definitely had to start carving out time for exercise. For most of my life, I was an evening exercise person, girly, whatever. So if you work a sedentary job, if you can train yourself to go to a bar class, to a run club, to the gym right after work, that would be great, just because you're probably getting to work early. And I'm not a morning person. I have the luxury of being self-employed, so I can go to a 9:30 workout class and it's okay. But that would be one of my suggestions, is taking in the time, if you're not just walking all the time, to go at least 2 days a week, maybe on the weekdays, and then try to do some social things that are active on the weekends. Playing tennis with friends, pickleball, going on a nice stroll, seeing what you like to do in your free time and seeing how you can use that free time to be a little bit more active. If you're someone who says, you know what, the last thing I want to do when I get off work is go to some bar class with a bunch of people. I just want to go home, veg out, watch YouTube. Then maybe you get a walking pad. Maybe you get your steps in by watching YouTube and doing that. Or you're social. That was always my thing. And so I want to combine any sort of social activity. For example, my friend and I, we just went on maybe like a 35-40 minute walk. We took Spoon out for a walk, a great way to hang. We were both there. Same thing, I keep going to Elysian Park. Sometimes friends will come, I'll just take Spoon, but that's a way that I'm being active and social. If a friend's looking to hang, instead of saying, oh, let's grab a coffee, let's grab a drink, I'm like, oh, let's go walk Spoon. Anna Elise asked, do you think it's okay to work out for aesthetic purposes? I think it's okay, it just never worked for me. It was never an effective motivator. It didn't provide me with the results that I'm looking for. But if it works for you, then I think it's fine. It just never worked for me. KT Sai asked, how to overcome struggles with discipline. Discipline is tricky. I didn't have very much of it in my early 20s, and I've grown to have a lot more in my later 20s. And I would say that's less from making the decision of you have to do it, you just have to do it. I've done that enough times where now I'm happy to do it. I went through 5-6 years of being like, you have to go on ClassPass and you have to book something and you have to go, to now I'm craving it. And I don't know if that's just because of practice and consistency, where now, you know, you eat vegetables enough time that you crave it and you don't crave fast food anymore. Don't know if that's the theory behind it, or if I actually just really enjoy physical activity and therefore, if I can work it in, then I want to. Same thing, Training Mate, they have some like hot instructors and they're motivating and I want to like prove to them that I'm strong. So that also works in my favor right now. Rock climbing worked for me because it was social. Pilates, I just wanted to be good at. I just got competitive and I have a competitive bone in my body and classes work well for me because of that. And that's probably why it works in Training Mate. Training Mate is my current workout. It's circuit training. I would argue that it's high intensity. Like, I would say it's a high intensity workout. Three exercises that you do three times, and then you move on and do that three times. So in total, you're doing 9 exercises three times. And then you do like 10 minutes of abs. And I love it. I love it. I love it so much. I'm competitive with it. And it's aiding results. Let me tell you. Carolina wants to know what my running routine looks like. I don't have a running routine at the moment. To me, a run, because I have a different workout that's my priority, a run to me is kind of like a craving. It would be like, oh, I kind of feel like going to the mall. Oh, I feel like going to get bagels. Oh, I feel like going on a run. And I probably go on a run a few times a month, truthfully. It's maybe on a random afternoon, a random Saturday or Sunday. And that's my routine at the moment. Just kind of getting it in there when I can. I like walking. Sometimes I go through phases where I'd rather walk an hour and a half. And then other times where I'm like, no, let's cut it down. Let's do like a 30-minute run, shower, get on with your life. Mena Carey asked, did you grow up being encouraged to be active? Yes, but I would argue it wasn't specifically active. I was encouraged to do anything I wanted. And I cannot thank my parents enough for that. They wanted me to go to summer camp. They said, learn how to make jewelry, learn how to ride horses, learn how to shoot a rifle, learn how to shoot a bow and arrow, play basketball, do gymnastics, play roller hockey, play field hockey. Anything I wanted to do, my parents were so supportive in it. They had no agenda for me. Neither of them had a particular thing that they did that they wanted me to do. My dad was a tennis coach. I never played tennis, was never my thing, and that's okay. He was never trying to breed me to be the perfect tennis star. They just wanted me to be involved and enjoy myself, and that included being active. So they would sign me up for things, and I also was never forced to be the best at it. My dad was never being like a side coach, you know, saying, okay, your swim heat, that wasn't your best work. I want you to really focus on your form this time. No, at the swim meets, my dad's over here being like, guys, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A. Lex, you want like the mini cinnamon rolls and you want like the chicken minis? All right, anyone else? Kate, what do you want? Kaylee, what do you want? Allie, what do you want? You know, that was him. He was just there for, we were just there to be there, to have a good time and to live your life. So that has played into how I feel about exercise now. It was never, you're getting a little chunky, why don't you take a little run? It was, oh, the sun's setting, we should take a bike ride. I love that. Even during COVID, when I went back and stayed with my parents for maybe like a month and a half, we went for our lap swim at the outside pool, 45 minutes a day, which is like what we were allowed. And I forget the COVID restrictions or whatever, but for some reason, they turned the pool into a lap pool and you could go for a 45-minute session. And my mom, my dad, and I, we went every single day without fail for our 45-minute session just because we needed a little something to do, get in some cold water, and maybe we'd get competitive. My dad would have his, you know, number of laps he was trying to hit, and maybe I would too. And he'd be like, Stan, how much you get? Did you get this? She's like, Steven, I am just, let me do my thing. And so we weren't going for any other reason than just to kind of enjoy ourselves. Akriti Yadav asked how to make the gym fun and not pay attention to what other people think of you. I would do classes. I found it a little bit overwhelming to go into a gym and give myself a routine. So I sometimes would do a little 30-minute moment that comes with the membership with the personal trainer. And even still, I would get into the gym and I would only be comfortable maybe on the treadmill. And then I'd leave. I was wasting the gym. And I found that I like classes more. It keeps me at a challenging pace. I don't know if I would challenge myself as hard as an instructor would in a class. And that way, we're all in that class together and just find which workout works for you. That's always been my way. Oh, this is an interesting question. Dirt Holds Time. Love that username. What are your must-have practical fitness accessories? I will work out in just about anything. Rock climbing really opened doors for me because rock climbing opened that door even wider because you can rock climb in jeans. And many people do because they're scraping their knees and that's a way to protect your skin. But what are mine? Like I will wear whatever. I will wear a cute little workout set, or I'll wear shorts and a little t-shirt that I got at the thrift shop. I have my proper running shoes from the running store, and then I have my kind of cuter, more fashionable Nikes that I got. I have an Owala water bottle. That's probably my favorite reusable water bottle, but it's just not about that for me. I don't have particular headphones I like. If anything, I kind of like the wire headphones because my AirPod Maxes, I get too hot, but it would probably be nice if I lived in a colder climate. But yeah, my go-tos are probably the places. I love Training Mate. I love Tasha Franken. I love Legree. And I love Nike Run Club. Camille Stewart asked, where does the motivation go in the winter? Dark and cold, so hard to wake up in the morning. I've only recently been doing morning workouts. And as I said, they're not even early morning. I'm not going to the 6 or the 7 o'clock. I'm going to the 9:30. Also, I live in Southern California. So am I the most qualified person to answer this? Not no, because I grew up in Virginia and I definitely had my mornings of defrosting my car and getting into it. The gyms are indoors. You don't have to, but also there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. And I loved running in the dark in Brooklyn with my puffer coat on. I would just go on like Eastern Parkway, which is pretty well lit, and I would run around Grand Army Plaza and come back, and I loved it. I loved it. So I think it was also because I was so anxious. I was so incredibly anxious, and I would just be sitting, and then I didn't know what to do when I was sitting. I'm like, do I just start snacking on something? I needed to do something, and I would just get up, put on my shoes and leave, you know? And it was never stylistically. I know a lot of people say, when you look good, you work out better. Yeah, sometimes, totally, but I will work out in anything. I don't care. That's so not the point to me, but I will say when I do look better, I probably have like more, I probably like turn it on a little bit more, you know what I mean? I'm more open, whereas if I don't look as cute, I'm still putting in the work, but I'm more closed off. Bells Fagardi asked, how to maintain healthy body image, getting fit without demolishing old body. I'm so hard on my body, you know, like, oh, you look fat from that angle. Oh, you know, your waist isn't small. It's the same size as your hips and your bust. Like, you don't have a womanly shape, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll tell myself anything. And then I will see videos of people I follow on the internet or friends of mine that have we all have our weights fluctuate. We have years where we're thinner, years where we're thicker. And I have never once thought, oh, like when I see her rolls and she's sitting in a sports bra, she looks hideous, you know? Like I don't even really process it the way that I would if I saw a photo of me doing that. And I try to remember that I'm not judging other people when I see them. So why am I trying to judge myself that way? Laura Elizabeth asked, how to stay motivated to eat healthy food? I don't love veggies. I love food. And when it came to healthy eating, I was learning about healthy eating during the 2014 Pinterest era of these Buddha bowls. And that was just never my style of food. And so I thought, oh, you know, like that's, if I want to eat healthy, I have to eat these things. I have to eat a bowl that has some sort of chicken, and then there's like a purple cabbage and avocado and brown rice and a tahini dressing. No. You can make yourself a pot roast or a beautiful stew or a chicken pot pie. I think the point is to get your protein and your vegetables in, just try to get more ingredients, less processed food. You don't need to have cabbage and carrots and bell peppers. You can make yourself a really yummy soup. You can make yourself a really yummy sandwich. Ceviche. What are other things I love that are, you know, if you wanted to make yourself tuna salad, chicken salad for the fridge. Tacos. Eating more real food and cooking for yourself, I think, is the great way to start. I would look on New York Times Cooking or Bon Appetit and find recipes that look interesting to you and make them. Especially if you don't cook or don't like eating healthy, I would start with a one pot or a one pan recipe that at most involves just a bunch of chopping and not a whole lot of complicated technique, and see what piques your interest and start doing that. And then also having things prepped in the fridge. So instead of when I want a little treat, I know that I have some grapes in the fridge and then some grapes in the freezer if I want that. I have some, you know, my little Korean takeout of, okay, I'm a little peckish. Maybe I just heat up two soup dumplings and that'll, you know, like until I can make myself a proper lunch. And I love that. That's what I would say. I could probably go on with answers for that forever. Katie asked, what supplements do you take, if any? I take NAD plus and I take an iron supplement. NAD plus is allegedly for brain health and cell turnover, potentially making me stay looking young or looking younger. That one I haven't done my research on, truthfully. I feel like I just got served content and told by friends, NAD is the thing, NAD is the thing. So I ordered some NAD and, you know, we're here. I don't know if it's doing anything. Now, the second supplement I take that I swear by and I've turned so many of my friends onto is an iron supplement. If you are low in iron and you take a little synthetic iron supplement that you just get at GNC or whatever, you might not be getting the effects. I take an iron supplement that is intense. Okay, it's called Lifeblood, and there is red blood cells and white blood cells and liver and spleen in it. And you have to swallow a lot of them. You start with two or three. You start with one or two, and then you can work your way up to six. I take about three or four a day, first thing in the morning. My energy levels, I can tell. If I travel and forget to bring Lifeblood, I feel it, and I start relying more heavily on caffeine, and then caffeine ends up not doing it for me. Those are the supplements I take. I cannot recommend Lifeblood by the brand Heart and Soul enough. I should get an affiliate. Oh my God, Spoon. I thought you were sitting in the living room. You've been in your crate this whole time? Oh, Spoon, I'm so proud of you. I love this dog so much. He is such a good puppy. You are such a good puppy, Spoon. You're smart. You're a good listener. You're so brave. You're so curious. I like that you're a little timid. I love him. I love him. He's tiny. Guys, he got weighed when he was getting his vaccines. He weighs 5.1. He weighs just over 5 pounds. Do you want to come up here? Come on. You can get up. Come on. Good boy. No apologies for this random Spoon intermission, but he's just, oh, Spoon, I love you. I love you so much. Okay, I was telling you about the workouts I like. Spoon is someone that makes me so happy, and I love seeing him run around Elysian Park. So I'm getting my steps in, but the motivation is, oh, you get to see Spoon be so happy. Don't you want to do that? And that I'm not thinking twice about. I'm like, yeah, let's go see him run and light up. And then I get to work out too. Anna asked, what does your journey look like going from vegan to meat eating, and how did you decide? Oh, if you've been following for quite some time, or if you haven't, then you wouldn't know. But I was vegan for a little over 3 years. It was the worst time in my life. I was so brainwashed. There's nothing wrong with being vegan. I was doing it the most twisted backwards way. I wasn't eating olive oil. I was afraid of every food under the sun. It was a bona fide eating disorder without knowing it. I was just so confused and trying to follow these rules and thinking that veganism is what was going to save the planet, and I just did it all wrong. I don't have any restrictions on my diet at the moment, and I like meat. My journey looked like feeling perpetually guilty. First of all, I was filled with rage. I was so angry at anyone that was even vegetarian. I'm like, how dare you make the mental connection of the animals and the suffering and the environment and still choose to have a piece of cheese? And I was rude. I was not nice about it. Then I started eating eggs, and then I had a filet mignon, and I felt guilty but felt great. Physically felt great, mentally felt guilty. Then I had dollar pizza in New York when I moved there and started having ice cream cones. And then I wasn't very healthy. This is probably the healthiest I've been in my young adult life, I would say, right now. And I don't restrict anything from my diet. I would gladly eat a meal that had no animal products in it, just as I would gladly eat a meal that did. And they both make me feel good. But I think I need a little meat in my life. All right, that's my episode. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. If you have any additional questions, you can send me a message on Instagram. For the Patreon, I'm going to give you a little juicy lowdown on what I've been doing the past. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a little boy talk. We're going to have a boy talk because I'm learning more and more about myself, and in such a way that I feel shy about, which is why I'm going to talk about it on the Patreon. It's completely separate from the concept of this episode, but I did want to say that every week I do an extended episode, and it goes up on the Patreon. The Patreon episode is also ad-free, so if that's of your interest, I will have that linked in the show notes. If you're on Patreon, we can get into it now. But if not, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful and you learned something. I love exercising, and I'll promote it till the day that I die. I love you all so much. Take care. XOXO, Lexi.
Percent of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.